BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
That is still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician. Drums, please.
Three, two,
Radio One.
Go!
Today's Scott Mills Daily is quite a lot, but you'll enjoy it. Ali Plum, head of films at Radio 1, he's got it on a badge, chooses the best, worst Christmas films for us all to watch this festive season. I know that Home Alone and Elf and Grinch and all that, I know they're good. I don't want those. I want ones like A Shoe Addict's Christmas. So Ali has got me a list, which I've written in my phone. You do the same. Also, I have to say the level of confessions that we're getting at Christmas time has really gone up a notch.
Yeah, I think this whole thing's really escalating because it's like people hear the confessions before, think, right, I can better that story, and then they're coming on and it's going to keep going like this, I think, till Christmas.
If there's anything you want to get off your chest, we can do it anonymously and we can use the voice changer so no one will know who you are. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. See if your story betters the one on today's podcast. And it's Christmas in a week and a day. You know what that means? We play Magnus Carlsen's only hit.
One.
So I missed you yesterday. I wasn't in, obviously.
A lot happened.
I missed Stormzy, apparently, as well.
Yeah. He did a version of Walking in the Air in the live lounge.
Amazing.
He didn't. He did Silent Night, but he did do me a version of Walking in the Air.
I'm walking in the air.
Is it? Now, what can I do with that? Can I get that released?
It feels to me it needs to get remixed one way or another, and then let's get it out there.
I'm walking in the air.
Is it? It was his favourite Christmas song.
Right, so I've got a little surprise for you as well. So yesterday when Stormzy was in, I wasn't here, but I spoke to Mr. Jam, who informed me of a dare that he'd done with Stormzy. Right, I know, this whole thing's mad, right? Because we don't really speak to Mr. Jam all that much, do
okay.
we?
Oh, right,
we speak
okay.
to him occasionally.
Right, I know what this is now.
And I can't believe when I was told that this had happened, that you've kind of gone along with it. And I heard you weren't too happy about it at first. So anyway, Mr. Jam spoke to Stormzy before. And apparently what happened is he told Stormzy to come in here and as a bit of fun, just call you Chris.
Yeah. Okay, I know what this is now.
And see how well you take it.
I ignored it, but then I said to Grace on the team afterwards, did you hear that? He called me Chris twice. And he did. And I was fine about it, but he definitely, I thought that he thought I was you.
Yeah. Well, this explains it all.
Oh, here we go. Someone's just given me a clip. Right. I mean, Mr. Jam, you're hilarious.
You're going to be interviewed by Scott Mills.
I am.
Scott, his co-presenter is called Chris Stark.
Okay.
Scott is a legendary broadcaster and one of the nicest people in radio.
Okay.
I want you to try and wind him up.
Okay.
Don't call him Scott. Call him Chris.
Chris.
For the entirety of the interview, when you walk into the studio, call him Chris. When you say goodbye, call him Chris.
Give him a see you later, Chris.
Yeah.
Just a stiff Chris.
Yeah.
I got ya. That's easy. I got ya.
I mean, I don't know what I'm actually starting because if I'm kind of starting a war with Scott, this is purely with love.
Yeah, this is all love.
But Chris. Just call him Chris.
It's all love, Chris. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's love.
Brilliant.
He does say stiff Chris at one point, which I quite enjoy.
No, it was just Chris twice.
The Scott Mills Daily. One.
I'm just banging out the Christmas music now, why not, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's really on now. There's still another level to go,
oh, yeah.
I should point out. And just before Christmas on Radio 1, it goes mad.
It goes off.
Mm.
Right, so this is the perfect time of year, as we've been saying, to get stuff off your chest. If there's a secret that you've been harbouring for a while, tell us. Because you've got to tell someone, right?
This all started from something someone told me at the Christmas party, I think it was, or just before the Christmas party. And I like now that it's developed into just any secret, anything dark that you want to get off your... It doesn't have to be dark, I guess.
Well, most of them are.
But any secret, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. 81199. We will not use your real name and we will definitely use a voice changer so your anonymity will be protected. Like Craig, not real name. He thinks that he picked the wrong twin to go out with.
I think I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
Okay, was this an identical twin?
Yes.
Yeah, they look very, very similar.
Very, very similar, but the twin's got thicker legs.
Okay.
Twin with thicker legs there. And then Bella, who had a dream about her boss.
I have imagined it happen in one of our offices for the company.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Wow.
For work.
Yep. And you missed this one yesterday. We had Luke on the show with this.
And yeah, it turned out that it was her mum.
So he dated this girl for a while. Then that doesn't work out. He goes back on the dating apps. Yeah, they were related.
No.
And yeah, it turned out that it was her mum.
Oh God!
What do I do?
So the one that you, the 41-year-old lady,
yeah,
you didn't really work out with. But, so then you swipe again. You get with a nice 25-year-old lady.
Yeah.
And that's her mum.
Yes.
Now that's going to make it awkward at Christmas, isn't it? Because he quite likes this 25-year-old, but has previously dated her 41-year-old mum.
Wow.
We got more of these at 140. They're kind of they're going up a level again.
One, Scott Mills.
Have you ever been in that position where you get called into work, but you know you're going to be fired?
No. Well, yeah. You sort of know when you're going to get bad news, don't you?
So my best mate, you know him, the one I used to live with.
She's taken him.
Well, she did take him. He got married. Don't live together anymore, but that's fine.
Who, they don't?
No, I don't live with him anymore. Yeah. That's okay, I've moved on. I live with someone now. So he had to go for a disciplinary hearing today at his work. I don't know what he's done. It's probably nothing.
Should we be talking about this?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, he turned up in a Christmas jumper, is what I want to say.
Oh, the disciplinary's happened?
I
think
so. He
turned up in a Christmas jumper.
Yeah, because we all dared him, isn't it great?
It's meant to be really serious.
Can I tell you what else we got him to wear?
What?
Antlers. Real.
He did it?
I'm waiting to hear back, but we all on the group chat were like, yeah, going on Christmas jumper or like full like elf cape and antlers.
Well, it's a good idea. It's the Jon Snow approach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Break bad news, but wear a colourful tie.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to have bad news and you kind of know that it's going to be that way, why not just go in a Christmas jumper?
Agree.
It lightens the mood.
BBC.
Radio. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ideal time of year to get stuff off your chest. Don't matter how big it is, we're here to relieve you of that burden. Maybe you've told nobody else. Laura, what's up?
Well, I've got like the most inappropriate crush possible.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I love an inappropriate crush.
Well, yeah, it is the most inappropriate though.
Obviously, your name has been changed and you are on the voice changer. You sound nothing like you, which is just as well by the sounds of it. What you got to tell me?
I have a crush on my best friend's boyfriend, who is also my husband's best friend.
Oh, wow. That's a biggie.
Hang on, I can't compute this.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's actually quite simple. So best friend's boyfriend, yeah. Right, also happens to be husband's best friend as well.
Okay.
So it's offensive to two separate people, both her husband and her best friend.
Yeah, bad thing.
Now, do you fancy this person more because of the situation you find yourself in, forbidden fruit and all that?
I actually asked him this once because he said he felt the same.
A what?
And I said, and I said, is it because I'm his wife or the spite of it?
And
he couldn't really answer that.
Oh, this is awful. So I wasn't aware that he was involved as well. So the husband, your husband, and he is also being screwed over to a certain extent by his best friend because he's telling you the same thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Look, we did ask for honesty in this, and it's like giving you the chance to come out here and be honest. So you know, it's not for us to judge, but are you not thinking that this is quite a sort of murky situation?
Oh, yeah, like the murkiest, like extreme murk.
Extreme murk. But what's actually going to happen? Anything, or is it just going to be like the elephant in the room?
I actually really like my husband, so...
That's good.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay, and how long's this been going on?
Well, we've kind of been friends for like 5-6 years, and it's definitely from the beginning.
And do you find yourself, be honest, making excuses to find time with him?
Maybe a little bit sometimes.
Uh-huh. No. Okay. It feels like this could go wrong at any point.
Yeah, you're really on the edge here, aren't you?
Yeah, it's bad.
What happens at social events when you're all together?
Well, we've been on holiday together. We go to parties together.
And no one really suspects, like, or can tell that you fancy each other?
Well, I think people just think we have a really nice, cosy friendship.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing, though. I think you probably feel a bit better now. You've told someone.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The therapy of Cotton Chris.
Yeah, and Merry thank Christmas. You. I hope.
Merry Christmas to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know why that's made me laugh so much.
What?
Graham's been on saying, I hope her voice stays like that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, but at least she owned up. Marshmallow Church is here with me on BBC Radio 1. Okay, they are flooding in. Jack, what's yours?
When I was with my ex-girlfriend, I kind of maybe got intimate with her brother.
Her brother?
Yeah. So, I guess I clarify by saying I'm bisexual. I was going out with a girl, but yeah, her brother was the opportunity presented itself.
Okay, how long were you with this girl?
So, the first time I got with her brother, it was about just over a year.
Into the relationship with her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now when was the situation? Sunday dinner? What happened?
So, her parents were away. We had a party at her house. Lots of people came over. Then they all departed. And she, like, passed out on the sofa.
Oh, no. This is not okay.
And I, not comfortable on the sofa, kind of, like, staggered up to her room and, like, made an absolute calamitous attempt at getting into her room. And I must have been so loud that it woke her brother, who had been at the party, and he came in to see what was going on. Yeah, and, like, he made an attempt to put me to bed, and, like, both of us being drunk, it must have been, like, comical to watch, but in the end just, like, ended up with us hands everywhere.
Wow, this is a lot. Okay, so that was the first time, so there was more than one occasion.
Yeah, it happened twice. It was, like, 3 months later. She was away at university. And, like, our family homes aren't far away from each other. And so we were, like, in town. I was with my friends, and we bumped into him with a group of his friends. And, like, end of the night, last orders happened. And we, like, walked home. And I can't remember where their parents were, but he invited me in and was like, oh, you may as well come for another drink. Yeah.
And can I ask, was it the full works?
Yeah, full works the second time.
Right.
Right. Okay, then. This is an escalation, because this isn't just fancying someone you know you shouldn't. But then again, you know what? You broke up with her.
Yeah. But he was still
six
with
months
her.
Later.
Yeah, but he was still with her while doing the brother.
Yeah.
Do you feel better to get all this off your chest?
100%.
You see, at Christmas time, that's what it's all about. Tell the truth at Christmas and tell it to us. 81199 with your stories.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, you ready for a bit of funny business?
I am, yeah.
So this is dead simple, this. I'm going to connect you to a business. It's got a slightly funny name. Your only rule is you can't laugh.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is so immature. Like, just go with it. If you listen to this and you're really snooty, like, just go with it. Hmm. It's childish. It's immature.
As AJ Tracy once said to us, you love a bit of immaturity, innit?
What's it our boss once said about this show? He was like, it's not sophisticated, but it's funny.
Sophisticated,
but it's funny. That's what this game is.
Okay, so I'm going first. So you've got a number for me to call.
Yeah.
And then I've got one for you, okay?
Yes, okay.
Obviously, we don't know where we're calling and what the name is.
You're saying your one for me is a good one today. It's as a well. Good one. I can tell you're excited. Okay. All right. You first.
I'm going first. Okay. I am ready.
Hello, Big Babs.
Hello.
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 Can I help?
Yeah, who have I called?
It's Amanda's Big Babs in Lancaster.
Amanda's yes. Big Babs. And are you Amanda?
I am.
Nice to meet you, Amanda. This is weird.
Can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to find out what the name of your company was, to be honest.
Well, it's Amanda's Big Babs, serving fresh, juicy Big Babs in Lancaster.
Okay. I'm never good in these situations, Amanda, I've got to be honest.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from that London.
From London? Oh, a bit far away for you then.
Well, no, because I travel all over the UK, so, I mean, it's feasible that I could at some point, visit.
Well, you should drop by. We're just off the M6, so you could pop by any time.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I would travel far for the right Babs.
Well, they are big, juicy, succulent Big Babs. Everybody always leaves very, very satisfied when they turn up.
Yeah, you see, I'm not a Babs specialist, but I'll take your word for it.
They're very, very good Babs.
Amanda, what are you putting between those Babs?
You can put anything at all between the Babs, whatever takes your fancy. Big, fat, succulent sausages, a bit of black pudding, cheese, anything really, whatever takes your fancy.
Yeah, this kind of conversation is... it just makes me blush, Amanda. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we aim to please, so whatever you want to put there.
I've just never really had this conversation before. So thank you and goodbye.
You're very welcome. Take care now. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. And she's gone. No, I didn't like that at all.
That was incredible. That was like me hearing a... slightly younger Scott Mills making his first ever premium rate phone call.
I didn't, I didn't. The thing is with girls, I just don't know what to say.
That's not it either. Although, I think it's been named for a reaction, hasn't it? I imagine so.
Yeah. Well, we're calling them, so, you know, it's working.
Amazing. I bet the Babs are lovely.
Thanks to whoever spotted that one. Keep them coming in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send us an email if you see a funny business in your area, or maybe when you're away from home. Maybe take a snap of it and send it to us. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Ready for your one?
I'm ready for my one now, please.
Hello, Dirty Dogs and Filthy Bitches. Dog groomers.
It's a great name. You've got a brilliant business.
Right. Thank you.
It's quite a long business name, this one. Oh, I just wanted to call and find out a little bit more about it. My name's Chris. So it's just quite standard dog grooming. Did you come up with the name?
Yes.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? Because you've got to answer the phone like this every time.
Well, I only use the Dirty Dog, because I don't use the full length.
Yeah, the rest of it sounds a little bit gangster, though, doesn't it, when you do the full
thing? It does a bit.
Yeah. Dirty Dogs. Where are you based?
Down in Plymouth.
Down in Plymouth, OK. And do you get a lot of chat about the name, you know?
Yes, yeah. It causes a lot of...
questions.
How can I put it? Lots of chuckles.
Lots of chuckles. Well, that's the main thing. Well, do you know what? I was just wanted to find out a little bit more about the business. And if I ever need a dog groomers in Plymouth, I will come to Dirty Dogs. All right, brilliant. Well, you have a lovely day.
Thank you.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gone.
Wow.
So, you've not lost it like that on this for ages.
I just didn't expect that at the start, but they're dog groomers. Makes sense.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Tom.
Hey, Tom. What are you doing?
Just sat in my car on my lunch break.
Oh, okay. Do you always do that listening to us?
Yeah, every day.
Nice. Good routine.
Yeah. We're the soundtrack to people's lunch breaks in a car. Mm. Do you ever feel like getting out of the car and having a little walk, or are you just happy with your lunch in the car there, Tom?
Just sit in the car, have my lunch.
Yeah.
Listen to the radio.
Mate, got it. Just treat it as your own little living room there, you know? Relax.
Yeah, my own personal space. That's all you need.
Yeah, you know, though, when you get out of that car, you can get the BBC Sounds app and listen to Radio 1 wherever you want, right?
Yeah, I've already got it downloaded.
Of course you have.
Good fun.
How can I help, please?
Can I have wrap myself in paper? Because me and my friend Emily listen every year without fail. We always rush who can send it to each other first.
Today is the day for the song by Magnus Carlsen called Wrap Myself in Paper, where the lyrics include, you know it's Christmas in a week and a day, and that day is today.
Yes, God, it comes around quick every year. It's today, is it? Magnus Carlsen Day.
Today is Magnus Carlsen.
What day is Magnus Carlsen Day?
Tuesday.
Today.
So, Tom,
yep.
I am going to play it after 3:30. I know you'll be back in work by then, but catch up later if you want on BBC Sounds or just sneakily listen to us in the office, OK?
Oh, I definitely will.
OK, Wrap Myself in Paper, Magnus Carlsen. It's a Christmas moment on this show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just had a message going, is Magnus Carlsen from Wrap Yourself in Paper song fame the world champion chess player currently winning fantasy football?
No, no, no. No,
who's
it's
that?
A different one.
Oh, is it a different Magnus Carlsen?
Yeah.
No, this is one who used to be in a band called Alcazar, who lives in Sweden and did an ill-advised Christmas song about 12 years ago. We'll play it at 3:30 because it is Christmas in a week and a day.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Afternoon, Fern.
Hi, are you okay?
Hi. Yeah. Hi. What are you doing?
I'm just sat in the car waiting to go work.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a care worker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. And you've got, like, I bet you've got all the shifts over Christmas, haven't you?
Yeah, 14 hours on Christmas Day.
14 hours on Christmas Day. So are you working in a care home?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the lunch situation for you? Do you get to enjoy a nice lunch there?
Oh, yeah, we get to eat with them, of course.
Yeah, aww. Great. So you can go in.
Yeah.
Also, that's a lovely thing to do on Christmas Day as
yeah.
well, work aside.
Also, hats off to anyone that does that kind of job over Christmas
absolutely.
Time, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Fern. Right, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Chris.
Oh.
Oh, that was no mucking around there, Fern. I like that.
Oh, I mean, I like you, Fern, but how did you get through? Like, how do all these people get through who always say Chris?
Scott, you can't have a go at her. She's a care worker. It'd be very, very poor form from you if you did that.
Yeah,
actually. Yeah.
Press will have a field day.
Yeah, they would. Okay, well, here's my banger, which goes like this. Look, I've tried the pop angle. That didn't work.
I heard yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah, great. You won't even hear. I've tried the R&B angle. Now I'm going for the Scottish rock angle with Biffy Clyro and... Which one is it? Bubbles.
I'll let you decide.
Yeah.
A little bit of Biffy.
Do you like that?
Yeah, more than the Biff.
Okay, what you got?
All right, Fern, you can have that. My banger choice today is this.
Sweep, rave, repeat.
I've gone in for this one. Why not? It's Tuesday. Let's have it. Fern, this is Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat. Fatboy Slim and the lesser remembered River Star. Feet Beardy Man. I just think it's important that everyone gets the credit, you know?
Definitely.
Now, I don't know if you're deciding just on behalf of yourself or everyone at the care home.
No, this won't be on.
Because I would love that to be on loud.
Yeah.
Imagine them just having
choice.
It.
Yeah. Go back in there, right, and introduce Doris to Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat.
Oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Right, what are we doing?
I think we're raving.
What?
Going with me, Fern?
Yep.
Come on!
Seriously.
We go again.
What do I do? I don't know what to do.
Nothing you can do.
I don't know what to do.
You've been loving the GC all year.
Flamingos. I want real flamingos walking around at your wedding.
And now, we've got a festive treat for you.
Guys, it's Christmas.
The Gemma Collins Christmas Special.
We need it as over the top as Christmas.
Singing her favourite Christmas songs.
I might do some fa-la-las.
And switching on the lights.
Let's hit it.
It's Christmas, everybody!
The Gemma Collins Christmas Podcast.
Download and subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.
Eat, sleep, rave, repeat.
Really had my pants pulled down there, actually.
In what? How are you meaning that?
All the Biffy Clyro fans, which is basically, you've just offended all of Scotland.
Why?
In one bit.
Don't try and spin it like that.
All of Scotland hate you.
That's just not true. I don't know. Maybe.
See, I don't know.
Probs. Right. Whatever, man. Okay. Listen, it's another banger's win.
So that was Fatboy Slim featuring loads of people and Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat. Yeah, banger's not going well for me at the moment. If you have any suggestions on where I go next, then let me know. That's right, I'm begging for your help. Let me know on 81199. So earlier in the live lounge, a beautiful Christmas moment thanks to Dermot Kennedy and Ellie Goulding, who both played the parts of John Lennon and Yoko Ono with their cover of Happy Christmas, War Is Over. I'm going to play it next and we'll get Dermot in to do what I like to call a live lounge post-mortem. This will be the first time he would have heard the track since him and Ellie performed it a few hours ago. So we'll get Dermot in and get his honest opinion on what he thought was great and what he thought he could have done better on next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
We finally meet Dermot Kennedy, Chris.
Yeah, massive news. Scott, do your impression.
There's a slight delay there. Yeah.
No, it's just because I know you won't do this. Do your impression.
You do your impression.
No, but in all seriousness, do your
impression. I would love to hear that.
No, but do your impression.
I haven't got an impression, but you're the one talking the other day about every time your song comes on Dermot, Scott sings along to it. But the thing is, he tries to do it in your voice.
Really?
No, all I do is like when Outnumber comes on, I go, always the most difficult part.
He gets really like his eyes heart. Close.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I really enjoy that bit. Welcome to Radio 1. Well, you've been here a while now. This is your kind of live lounge post-mortem, if you will.
Right, yeah, of course.
Do you feel relieved?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it was just fun, to be honest. I think one of the best things to do when you have to do a session like that, and it can be a tense thing, it's nice. Like, we brought in a kids' choir, we had a string section. It's just ways to make you excited.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
They say don't work with kids and don't work with animals. Right. Were you sort of nervous?
They seemed quite good.
I think they're actually, like, despite being kids, they're pretty legit. I think they do gigs and all.
Well, I was going to ask where you found them, because they have a lot of school tours here where people just bring their kids around the Radio 1 studios for a tour.
Oh, really? We were just out in the lobby, yeah.
Right, cool. They were just in the reception, like, do you want to do Happy Christmas, War Is Over? Yeah, we will.
I think it's a great idea as well, because on the original, and we, around this time, hear the original a lot.
Right.
Because Radio 1, it all starts getting played, all the Christmas music's on. And obviously, the kids in that are now well old.
I think they're all pensioners now. So to kind of reimagine it with you and Ellie Goulding, with actual children.
With kids.
Yeah. It's like that one, The Wizard song. They're all old now as well, aren't they?
Right, yeah.
Who played the Yoko Ono part in this?
Well, it wasn't me.
Right. And so it was probably Ellie.
Yeah, I'd imagine
Do you think Ellie is a better or worse vocalist than Yoko Ono in that
have you
song?
Have you seen Yoko Ono's... the exhibition she did in New York.
We were just talking about it.
My favourite videos. You know where you need a go-to video just to make you smile? If you're ever having a bit of a down moment.
I have a few of them, yeah.
It's one of them for me. And she's just a screamer.
Thing. She just screams for like 5 minutes or something.
Right, we're just talking about this, but we found the clip. Here she is going ballistic in the gallery.
What we should do, guys, is convince Ellie to do the same.
True.
Do you know what I mean? Like, redo that video.
As she is now the new Yoko Ono.
That's what you're saying.
Right, wait there. We're going to give you your first lesson of your live lounge next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dermot Kennedy is here, and it's time to review your live lounge.
Great.
We did this with Stormzy yesterday.
Yeah. What did he think? It's weird hearing yourself back.
He pointed out an error. By himself, but you don't have to do that.
Okay,
just comment along and just say
you can point out the errors.
No, but you just say what you hear.
Okay, yeah.
So this is Christmas.
That's the start.
And what have you done?
It's so Christmassy, isn't it?
Another year over, a new one just begun. So this is Christmas.
Nice. I like this.
I hope you have fun.
It does suit the song, doesn't it? Like,
for sure.
What do you mean it is? He's here.
No, but that's what I mean. Oh. new Bublé.
All right. Don't say that.
Christmas, you know.
Merry Christmas.
There's the kids.
There's the children on the school tour.
And a happy new year.
Incredible.
They're quite good, considering you just found them in reception.
They're good as a group, aren't they? Probably individually, not the the greatest vocalist, but...
And so this is Christmas. For weak and for strong.
That's the thing, isn't it? Like, her voice is so good.
For the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long. So a happy Christmas for black and for white.
Okay, guys, I'm putting it out there now. Ellie Goulding is better at singing than Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I think so too.
Stop all the fight.
That's what you get when you just get your wife to sing one of the songs.
Merry, Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one.
You should be happy with this.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Yeah, it's class.
Yeah.
War is over now.
Oh.
So good.
Although they were singing louder than you at the end, and if I was you, I would have had a word about that.
Yeah, no, I already have.
Yeah, that honestly was beautiful. So, Dermot, thank you so much for being in the live lounge today.
No, nice one, thank you.
Scott Mills, One BBC Radio One.
Ali Plummer's here, off of films. What's wrong with you?
I have an issue. I want to address the nation.
Blimey, whoa, hang on. Why
is
it riled up? Plum is on.
Up and down the corridors of Radio One, people are going up to me and saying, Die Hard isn't a Christmas film. All this nonsense. Can we just stop it? Right? Mm. Here's the deal. If you watch a movie at Christmas, anytime around the December period, and you watch it regularly, it's a Christmas film.
Not true.
Listen.
Oh, here we go.
Listen. Sound of Music. You watch that with your family probably every once in a while Christmas time.
It's always on.
Always on.
Yeah.
Great Escape, right? The Italian Job. Are they Christmas movies? No. Do you watch them at Christmas? Yes. Do they make you feel Christmassy? Big time. Always makes me think of my family if I'm sitting down and watching something like Sound of Music.
But hang on a minute. So you're claiming that any movie that you watch and it just happens to be when you're watching it, that's what defines it being a Christmas movie? Because if you applied that to anything, that would be mad.
To quote another Christmas movie, let it go. It's just not a big deal. If that's your thing, you want to watch Frozen with your kids at Christmas, that's on you. There is no Christmas movie judging here.
This is hilarious because Ali's so wound up about it. Babe, you've got to let it go because what's going on here is I can tell what's happened is you're getting a lot of boring lift chat and that at the moment, aren't you? It's like whenever people see you in the lift, they feel the need to have to talk to you about films.
You're so right.
And it feels to me that it's all getting pent up, especially around Christmas time, because the chat is all around Christmas films.
Christmas films. Mm. You might be right, but let me just say it for the record. The best Christmas films in my book are... Muppet Christmas Carol's my number one. Mm. Elf.
Yeah.
Die Hard, deal with it. Home Alone.
Controversial. I really like Home Alone 3.
That is because, Scott, you like rubbish movies.
Ah. Oh.
And that's fine.
I mean, it's not Macaulay Culkin, it's a new kid.
I think there are five non... Yeah. So there are five Home Alone movies. Two came out in cinemas, and three are just, what the heck am I watching?
Yeah. But those are the ones that I love.
So what happened there? Straight to DVD?
Straight to TV... You're queuing for Asda and you're just, you know, you're getting whatever. And there it is in a big basket. Yeah. £1.
Yeah. And also, they will be on TV because there's so many channels. Channel 5 will pick it up.
Bingo.
Right.
So that's where you see A Christmas Prince. Is it good? No. Have you watched it 4 times? Big time. Then there's the sequel, A Christmas Prince, The Royal Wedding. There's been a sequel. Incredible scenes. If you haven't already, you must have done, Scott. Have you seen, and this is arguably the best rubbish Christmas movie, stop me if you have any others, you know, let me know what your favourite rubbish Christmas film is. The Princess Switch. It came out last year, and it is, I mean, it's not very good. It's her off High School Musical.
Oh, yeah?
And she is kind of princess and a pauper, and they swap.
Princess Switch. Right, I'm writing that down.
There we go.
Have you got any more? That's the kind of quality I want from my Christmas film.
Right. How about one called Christmas Bounty, which is mainly cast full of pro wrestlers who also happen to be, like, kind of in the emergency services?
Yes! What's that called?
Christmas Bounty. There's also plenty of... oh, God. Tim Allen movies. Christmas with the Cranks came out in 2004.
Oh, I love that.
There's also, of course, the classic Santa Claus with an E on the end movies. Remember them?
Yeah, I think I liked that one.
First one, I quite like. Mm. The third one... With Jack Frost in it, no thanks.
One that I'd like to recommend, I don't know why I'm recommending films to the head of films here at Radio 1, but I suggest that you all check out A Shoe Addict's Christmas. It's about a girl called Noelle. Now, she's famously a hater of the holidays, but one Christmas Eve becomes somehow locked in a department store.
Well,
then she meets a woman. Oh, actually, I'm giving plot spoiler. But anyway, she gets locked in a department store and stuff occurs.
I'm definitely going to watch it, so no spoilers.
Hang on, a girl called Noel.
Yeah.
Is Noel, isn't it?
Noel, it's Christmas, see?
It's a joke.
But that's Noel.
Mm. Noel.
Noel, though.
It's okay. The female Noel.
Double L-E.
Yeah.
Is Noel the female Noel?
Yes.
It is now.
Noel.
Sure it is.
Ali Plum, I'm loving your Christmas insight as always. Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Everyone's like, what about Love Actually? No, Get in the Sea. I'm talking about the best worst ones, like terrible films.
Apparently Noel is a real name as well. As someone said in the text here, sing the first line of Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, her name was Noel. Fun fact, from loads of people, including Dan, Home Alone 3 stars young Scarlett Johansson. Straight to DVD. Ali Plum is here. So Ali, what else have we got? Bad ones.
There's also Mariah Carey's animation of All I Want for Christmas is
animation.
You.
Animation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's on like Amazon Prime or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is such hot nonsense. Proper, it is a real what the heck is this? But you're not turning away. Seriously, it's called, wait for it, All I Want for Christmas is You. And I think it's about, am I right in remembering it's about dogs?
Animation.
Animation.
But she does all the voices or something?
I think her voice is involved. And would you believe it, right? That song does come up at one
no
point.
No way.
But also, if she's involved in anything, you just know that there's been no more than, say, 10 minutes recording time with her. There, you know, she's not put loads of work into this.
Deck the Halls is another almost good but really just terrible movie where Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito fight over having the biggest, brightest Christmas lights in their big, bright, suburban American homes.
Yeah, that's right on my
street.
I've
watched that so many times and it is awful, but I have watched it many times.
Any more?
Too many more. I mean, I can give you some horror movies that are utterly awful, but are kind of good at the same time.
Do you mean Christmas horror movies?
No, they don't have to be Christmas, though, do they?
Silent Night, Deadly Night
was
actually pulled from cinemas because it was about originally back in the day, it was about a Santa, like guy dressed as Santa, who went on a killing spree. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! But you could argue Batman Returns. I mean, that's a Christmas movie. Father the Bride, there's some snow in it. Planes, Trains and Automobiles, also snow.
Who has played, as an actor, the best Santa?
I mean, I want to say, obviously, David's brother, Richard, in Miracle on 34th Street, that's a cracking Santa.
He's great.
David's brother?
Yeah.
David who?
David. Richard Attenborough.
Oh my God. Right, seriously.
What?
Guys, hang on a second. This is a classic. Mind blown.
So, David Attenborough's brother...
Yep.
Plays Santa.
Yeah, Richard Attenborough.
Richard Attenborough.
That's right. The same Richard Attenborough that says, "Welcome to Jurassic
yes.
Park."
Oh, I do know the one.
Yeah,
yes.
Him.
Brilliant. Oh, he's great. God, what a family that is. Who was most famous first? Was it Richard Attenborough or David Attenborough?
Fight.
So was it David Attenborough into the animals and then the other one's gone, right, he's got the animals, so I'm going to go for the imaginary animals.
I think Richard was famous first and then David overtook him quite horribly. You know, becoming national treasure, etc.
God, that's a Christmas, isn't it?
I mean, well, imagine that. You
Legends.
Come home for Christmas. So who's knighted this year?
Yeah.
Are you a lord now? That's good. Well done.
Oh, wow.
I mean, other classics I just want to mention. And this is my favourite bad Christmas movie. Yes, Jingle All the Way. Maybe I've moved on from that. The Holiday.
Oh, yes. It's actually awful.
It's actually awful.
Is
actually
it?
Awesome.
A terrible film. But awesome. Ali Plum, can I have your best, worst movie for me to watch this Christmas?
It's almost good, but I do really want you to see The Princess Switch. I think it is so up your alley, it's unbelievable. Plus, of course, this Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas is You thing.
Here's one. You've probably seen it because you've seen every film, but here's my tip for worst Christmas film ever, right?
All right, go.
A college student faces an impossible journey when he's left stranded in the desert, thousands of miles from home, with no money and only a few days left until Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas. That's my vote. Have you seen it?
No.
What? That's my vote for worst Christmas film, but great ever. Can you guess what happens? Do you think he makes it home for Christmas or
I
not?
I think he just makes it.
Do you?
But maybe, here's my twist, his watch is broken or something really lame like that, and he doesn't realise he has actually made it in time.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I'll let you see for yourself tonight. Starring Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Hey! The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's this on the phone?
Hello there, Michael from Bristol, calling you. Very excited for Magnus Carlsen Day.
Oh, hello there, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Okay. It's Magnus Carlsen Day.
Yeah.
This is a big news day.
Well,
Scott,
yeah.
Do you want to explain? Because I reckon that will be news to people.
We have
been in the calendar all year.
Do you put it in your calendar?
I do.
Christmas
it's
in
not
a week.
Printed in there very often.
Exactly right. we have a Scott Mills show tradition where we play this So Bad It's Great song by Magnus Carlsen called Wrap Myself in Paper every year when it's Christmas in a week and a day, which is today, Tuesday. So you're right, today is Magnus Carlsen.
Have you had to download it again, Scott?
Yeah, we have had to download it again. And as you'll hear, the...
It's deleted every year.
Yeah, the quality isn't great. It's off cassette.
Oh, but the song itself is quite heinous.
Yeah.
And smug. It sounds super smug.
I enjoy this song in the same way that I enjoy really bad Christmas films.
I hear you.
You know? Michael, do you love it?
Yeah, I've been waiting. I've got my Swedish meatballs and my... I'll be enjoying them on the sofa from the shop from the...
You sound like
Sweden.
The type of lad, Michael, that might actually wrap yourself up in paper as well.
I've not tried that yet, to be honest.
No.
Hang on, I've just found this from...
Might give you better luck with the ladies.
I've just found this from years ago. Scott Mills. Yeah, they've made incidental music to go with it. This is incredible.
That's how excited everyone was at the time.
I'll tell you who gets really excited about Wrap Myself in Paper Day, and that's Magnus Carlsen, because all year he sits there in his small flat somewhere in Sweden waiting for that royalty check to come in. And he knows it's from Radio 1 because no other station will ever play this song. So, Magnus, I hope you enjoy the money and I hope you have a fantastic Christmas as a result of me playing your song on Radio 1 again this year. Michael, are you ready?
I am waiting for it, Scott.
Chris, are you ready?
I'm as excited as Michael there.
UK, are you ready? Here is Magnus Carlsen, Wrap Myself in Paper. Certified Christmas banger, Magnus Carlsen, Wrap Myself in Paper.
So good. I love the ending of it as well. It's, wrap myself in paper. It goes extra smug. I love it.
Mm.
Christmas is on, guys.
It's on. When that's on, you know it's on. First time hearing this, and now it's my new favourite Christmas song. That's from Joe, working in Glasgow.
Also, if you're not sure what to get someone, just wrap yourself up in paper. It's a sort of, last-minute present you can do.
It's something that Chris did as an initiation ceremony to Fern Cotton once. She'd never met him before.
Oh, it was horrible.
And so Chris had just joined Radio 1, and we just wrapped him in paper, and then he went, bah! And it really freaked her out. She almost got a restraining order.
Yeah, you wrapped me in paper, then put me in a box, then delivered the box, had it delivered to her desk. I had to wait there for a considerable amount of time. Then I jumped out the box.
Fern was like, who's that?
Was. Good times.
Loving Magnus Carlsen Day, a true Mills tradition from Peter in Newcastle. Adam from Leeds. Mad that they've made this, by the way.
Yeah. It's going to get used, though.
Adam from Leeds. I'm 25. I've never heard this before, but I already know it's one of them things I wish that I could, but I can't unhear. I will never wrap myself in paper or wrap the same presents again in the same way. So many messages coming in. It's a lot better than Taylor Swift's latest Christmas offering. That's from Steve from Worcester. Been so excited for this all day. Tash in Solihull. It's quite John Barrowman, says Emily, yes. Bopping away in Norfolk. I've had this song stuck in my head for a week. Imogen from Preston. This is my new jam from David in Essex.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still got the Her event calendar to open. You ready?
I'm ready.
Think of this as like a little bit of audio chocolate for you. What who's lurking behind this door?
Ho, ho, ho! The Who Vent Calendar with Scott Mills. Oh my, it's time to pry behind number 17. Santa for the book, XAD. Mamma's stick for the pen, like JD. Should you say I eat you drink, but I've got love for brandy, like
stopper. Half our MC drop off 45 whack. I'll leave you in the states like Packer. AJ from the look, look, X Santan. Man's got style and a rhythm like Gangnam. Two young brothers trying to eat off of music, but we used to eat off of pens in the sandbags. Now we get money, music money. Money that could put a girlfriend in a handbag. White tea, Balenciaga's man bag. Left room with a long stick like a granddad.
Sorry, Alex, but Alex from Glasgow. Tomorrow on the show, we are joined by Hollywood megastar Rebel Wilson, and she's going to meet her biggest fan. His name is
Stave.